Zaktaelga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Yavamis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalit. Kain Gadol La Yisa Almana. Kain Gadol can't marry an Almana, we know that already, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Bein Almana Min Eiris and Bein Almana Min Hanesuyin. Suppose Ruvain, who is a Kayin, is Mekadesh Rachel. Ruvain dies. His brother Shimon is a Kain Gadol. He cannot be Miyavim Rachel, even though there was no Nesuyin. Even though Reuven was just Mekadesh her. For sure, if Reuven would have married, if there would have been Chuppah, but even if there wasn't Chuppah yet, even just Kiddushin, even Erisin, his brother Shimon is a Kain Gadol, cannot be Miyavim her. Vaitra says the Mishnah B'la Yisus HaBegeres. The Geres is a girl from 12 and a half and on. The Kain Gadol has to marry a Psula. Once she becomes a Begeres, it is possible she's no longer considered a Psula. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirim BeBegeres, they say no, it's okay for a Kain Gadol to marry a Begeres. But Layisas Mukas Eitz. Mukas Eitz is a woman that lost her Psula because of a Zetz. Because she was hit with a piece of wood, everyone agrees the Kain Gadol cannot marry her. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Eres Esuel Mono, let's say, a regular Kain. Reuven, let's say, is a regular Kayan. He's Mekadesh Rachel. And in this case, Rachel is an Almana. She was already married to someone beforehand. That person died. But he's a regular Kayan. A regular Kayan can be Mekadesh and Almana. But before he has a chance to do the Chuppah, Vinisman Ali is Kayan Gadol, the Sanhedrin. The other Kayanim said, guess what we decided? You're the next Kayan Gadol. Yichnais. He can complete the Chuppah, meaning that he was Mekadesh her at a time that he was just a regular Kayan. And there was talk of such a story of Maisa by Yeshua ben Gamla. Yeshua ben Gamla, who was a regular Kayan, Shekidesh, he was Mekadesh as Marsa Bas Baisus. Marsa Bas Baisus was a famous rich lady in Yerushalayim. Maybe you remember the story from the Churban. She's the one that sent her servant to go buy a certain kind of flour. She was desperate. She was hungry. He came back and said, it's not available, so buy a more inferior one. That's not available. Buy a more inferior one. That's not available. At the end, she took off her shoes. She ran out to try to get some food. And she stepped into something unpleasant that a behemoth left on the floor. And she died from it. Because she was so not used to this. That's according to one version in the Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Vav. So Yeshua ben Gamla was Mekadesh, Morsa Bas Baisis, obviously long before the Churban. Umino HaMelech Lias Kohen Gadol. And the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol. After he was Mekadesher, Chanas and Itaka took her in afterwards, which she was allowed to do. Now notice over here it says the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol. In the previous case it says he was appointed. So here's the thing. Although Yeshua ben Gamla is mentioned many times in the Gemara with a lot of praise, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, Dav Chav Aleph, Amar Avihuda Amarav, Baram Zachor Oisei Ish Letoiv, Yeshua ben Gamla Shemoi, Shalomali, who if not for him, Nishtakcha Torah Yisrael, Torah would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Shebetchila, because first, the Gemara says, someone had a father, the father taught him Torah. He didn't have a father, no one taught him Torah. And he darshan the pasuk, Limadetem Oisim Es B'neichem, V'limadetem Atem, it's your job, it's Klal Yisrael's job to make sure that children learn Torah. So he instituted Melamdei Tanoikis in Yerushalayim, the first cheder in Yerushalayim. But it wasn't enough, because if someone had a father, the father brought the child to Yerushalayim to learn Torah. If someone didn't have a father, there was no one to bring the child. So he made a second phase, that there should be Melamdei Tanoikis all over the place. So though Yeshua ben Gamla has this amazing schos, but Lamaisa, he was Mekadesh, this rich woman, and she bribed the king to appoint him Kohen Gadol. And that's why over here the Mishnah says, Umino HaMelech. The king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol as opposed to his brothers in the Sanhedrin. Then the Mishnah tells us, Vaiter Shemeres Yaveh. This woman lost her husband. She's now a Yavama. Shenaflufne Kohen Hedya. The brother is a regular Kohen. And at this point, when Esman Ali is Kohen Gadol, he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Even though he had already started the process with a mimer, which is the Drabana de Kiddushin before Yivum, But being that the Yivam wasn't done yet, Hareze loy yichnois. He cannot be Meyavimer because right now he's a Kohen Gadol. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Kohen Gadol Shemes Achav, a Kohen Gadol whose brother died, and his Almana falls to him Leyivam, he cannot be Meyavimer. Choyleitz v'loy Meyave. The Chiddush being, B'chalitza is necessary. Being that the Isser of a Kohen Gadol to marry an Almana is a Lav, there's no Chiyav Karis. It's just a lav. A lav is serious enough. But lemaisa, there's no chiyuv karis. So there's no automatic petur. Chalitza is necessary. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Whether she's an almana min an erisin, her first husband was just mekadesh her, or min an asuyin, or completely married her. Kohen gadol can't marry a bageres, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon say that he can't. Everyone agrees that he can't marry a mukas eitz. That's a woman because of a zetz that she got from a wood. She lost her psulim. Then the Mishnah told us that if someone is mekadesh and almana, then he gets appointed to be kohen gadol, he could continue on to the chuppah. And there was talking such a story about Yeshua ben Gamla, who was mekadesh marsa bas baisus. Afterwards, the king appointed him to be a kohen gadol, and he continued to take her in to complete the chuppah after he was kohen gadol. A Shemeris Yavim that falls before a Kohen Hedyot, and then the Kohen Hedyot is appointed to be Kohen Gadol, even though he already did a Mimer before he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol, cannot complete the Yivam. Someone is already a Kohen Gadol when his brother dies, then the Halacha is Choyleitz V'Loy Miyaveh.